we put a plan together every week that we come into the game with, and you know, we try to take advantage of what each defense is doing, and you know, and from time to time, you know, like the Indy game, you know, Brandon caught a few more balls than everyone thought he was going to catch, but the quarterback, we try to put him in a situation where he's going to go through his progressions and reads, and depending on what the defense is going to play, that's where the ball is going to go, hopefully. So we don't just design it for one guy. You know, there's a number of guys who are, you know, obviously plays are designed for, but certain defenses will take those things away from you one time or another, and you've got to go elsewhere with the ball.
This morning, Josh was saying that a lot of the responsibility, or at least equal responsibility, was on him and the play calling and stuff like that. How much more responsibility do you think you guys are going to take to diversify the game plan this week? And are you guys, I mean, guys putting a lot of that on your shoulders?
We put it all on our shoulders every week as coaches. You try to put the best plan together week in and week out, and that's our job. And we got to get the players to go out and execute it. But number one, we always look at ourselves first and say, hey, how could we help them do something differently, or what could we have done better? And that's your job as a coach, is to put the players in the best positions to be successful and make plays for you. So, you know, every week we go into there looking at that, saying, hey, what can we do a little bit better? Is there a different formation, or can we move some guys around, or who's the best guy to do this? And that's something that we do on a week-to-week basis to get the best matchups for our players to be successful.
So that said, Mike, what did go wrong yesterday?
Well, you know, it's just, you know, in critical times of the game, we did not execute. And that in situational football here, you know, we've stressed that a lot. You guys heard Coach talk about that a lot. And, you know, unfortunately, there was more than one opportunity we had a chance to make a play last night, and we didn't do it.
Mike, you know, everybody keeps asking about Peyton Hillis. What exactly is it keeping him from being in the lineup?
Well, we're going to always go in every week and do what we think as a staff and as an organization of playing who we think is best for the, you know, the game we're playing. So as coaches, we make those decisions, and we live with those decisions as we make them.
There's something about his game that doesn't, you know, make him one of your best options. You know?
No, we've been playing the guys who we've got, and what we've been doing. Coaches on the offensive staff and special teams and the entire team have we make those decisions, and we've been playing the guys who we have been.
How much improvement have you guys seen in Noshon over the second half of the season?
Well, you know, like I told you guys earlier, when he first started playing, every week he plays, he's going to get better. And, you know, he's going to make some mistakes like everybody else. You know, as being a younger player, you know, he'll make a mistake here and there, but he's learning every week, and he's really into it. He spends a lot of time with Coach Turner and the rest of the staff of trying to get better and improve on one little thing each week, which I think he's done from week to week.
When he obviously struggled yesterday. Do you put that on him and his reads? You put that on the line? What do you
put on the entire offense? You know, I think we all could have done things better as a whole entire group, and to help him out, we could have done some things differently. And you know, not only as players, as coaches, and we're all in it together. So we all got to do a better job, whether it's blocking, calling plays, you know, designing plays, whatever that is. As an entire unit, we've got to do better as a staff, as players, coaches, and everything.
Do you think he's hit the rookie wall at all?
No, I don't. I think he's done a nice job, and you know, you talk to all the players about all that stuff, and you just it's a long season for those guys, and they're all in the same boat. But he'll be fine.
That trick pass to Clady work in practice last week?
Yeah, you know, all the plays we call, you know, you think are gonna, you design them for a certain reason, and unfortunately, that one didn't work.
Did he report himself eligible in practice?
No.
That part didn't work.
Did you guys not know that you had to report on that particular play, or what?
We know the rules on the play.
What exactly went wrong then?
Well, they ruled it as an illegal forward pass. Illegal touching on a forward pass. That's what they ruled.
Did Brandon cover him up then?
What's that?
Did Brandon cover him up?
I'm not going to go into all the details on all the rules on all that, but we had a designed illegal play, and it didn't work.
Anything else, Mike?
Thank you.
Thank you.